President in awarding the Congressional Medal of Honor to Lieutenant Colonel Raymond G. Davis, U.S. Marine Corps, Technical Sergeant Robert S. Kennemore, U.S. Marine Corps, and PFC Hector A. Caffaretta, U.S. Marine Corps, 24 November 1952.
This citation is for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty as commanding officer of the 1st Battalion, 7th Marines, 1st Marine Division, Lieutenant Colonel Raymond G. Davis. In action against enemy aggressor forces in Korea from the 1st through the 4th of December, 1950, although keenly aware that the operation involved breaking through a surrounding enemy and advancing 8 miles along primitive ice trails in the bitter cold, with every passage disputed by a savage and determined foe, Lieutenant Colonel Davis boldly led his battalion into the attack, and in a daring attempt to relieve beleaguered rifle company and to seize, hold, and defend a vital mountain pass controlling the only route available for the two Marine regiments in danger of being cut off by numerically superior hostile forces during their redeployment in the port of Hunyang. When the battalion immediately encountered strong opposition from entrenched enemy forces, commanding high ground in the path of the advance, he promptly spearheaded his unit in a fierce attack up the steep ice-covered slopes in the face of withering fire, and personally leading the assault groups in a hand-to-hand encounter, drove the hostile troops from their positions, rested his men, reconnoitered the area under enemy fire to determine the best route for continuing his mission. Always in the thick of the fighting, Lieutenant Colonel Davis led his battalion over 3 successive ridges in deep snow in continuous attacks against the enemy, and constantly inspiring and encouraging his men throughout the night, brought his unit to a point within 1,500 yards of the surrounding rifle company by daybreak. Although knocked to the ground when a shell fragment struck his helmet and 2 bullets pierced his clothing, he rose and fought his way forward at the head of his men until he reached the isolated Marines. On the following morning, he bravely led his battalion in securing the vital mountain pass from a strongly entrenched and numerically superior hostile force, carrying all his wounded with him, including 22 litter cases and numerous ambulatory patients. Despite repeated savage and heavy assaults by the enemy, he stubbornly held the vital terrain until the 2 regiments of the division had deployed through the pass, and on the morning of December the 4th, led his battalion to Hagaru Re intact. By his superb leadership, outstanding courage, and brilliant tactical ability, Lieutenant Colonel Davis was directly instrumental in saving the beleaguered rifle company from complete annihilation and enabling his 2 Marine regiments to escape possible destruction. His valiant devotion to duty, an unyielding fighting spirit in the face of almost insurmountable odds, enhance and sustain the highest traditions of the United States Naval Service. Staff Sergeant Robert S. Kennemore, United States Marine Corps, for service is set forth in the following, the citation. For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, as leader of a machine gun section in Company E, 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines, 1st Marine Division, reinforced in action against enemy aggressor forces in Korea on the 27th and 28th of November, 1950. With the company's defensive perimeter overrun by a numerically superior hostile force during a savage night attack north of Yadamni, and his platoon commander seriously wounded, Staff Sergeant Kennemore unhesitatingly assumed command, quickly reorganized the unit and directed the men in consolidating the position. When an enemy grenade landed in the midst of a machine gun squad, he bravely placed his foot on the missile and, in the face of almost certain death, personally absorbed the full force of the explosion to prevent injury to his fellow Marines. By his indomitable courage, outstanding leadership, and selfless efforts in behalf of his comrades, Staff Sergeant Kennemore was greatly instrumental in driving the enemy from the area and upheld the highest traditions of the United States Naval Service. I award is to Private Hector A. Cafferata, Jr., United States Marine Corps Reserve, for service as set forth in the following citation. For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life, above and beyond the call of duty, while serving as a rifleman with Company F, 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines, 1st Marine Division, reinforced in action against enemy aggressor forces in Korea on November the 28th, 1950, when all the other members of his fire team became casualties, creating a gap in the lines during the initial phase of a vicious attack launched by a fanatical enemy of regimental strength against his company's hill position. Private Cafferata waged a lone battle with grenades and rifle fire as the attack gained momentum and the enemy threatened penetration through the gap and endangered the integrity of the entire defense perimeter. Magna targeted himself under the devastating fire from automatic weapons, rifles, grenades, and mortars. He maneuvered up and down the line and delivered accurate and effective fire against the onrushing force, killing 15, wounding many more, and forcing the others to withdraw so that reinforcements could move up and consolidate the position. Again, fighting desperately against a renewed onslaught later that same morning, when a hostile grenade landed in a shallow trench occupied by wounded Marines, Private Cafferata rushed into the gully under under heavy fire, seized the deadly missile in his left hand, and hurled it free of his comrades before it detonated, severing a part of one finger and seriously wounding him in the left hand and arm. Courageously ignoring the intense pain, he staunchly fought on until he was struck by a sniper's bullet and forced to submit to evacuation for medical treatment. Stout-hearted and indomitable, Private Cafferata, by his fortitude, great personal valor, and dauntless perseverance in the face of almost certain death, saved the lives of several of his fellow Marines and contributed essentially to the success achieved by his company in maintaining its defensive position against tremendous odds. His extraordinary heroism throughout was in keeping with the highest traditions of the United States Naval Service.